listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
That was tough.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Fabulous. Today, our guest is Mr. David Lance with Shelterwood, Inc., or LLC.
Shelterwood.
Just Shelterwood.
That works.
So we can just, you know, what do you think Shelterwood is?
That's an interesting thing. How'd you get the name?
I came up with myself.
Okay.
I don't know. Just like, it just seemed like an interesting combination of names.
Yeah.
It feels comforting, and my logos kind of represent that. It's a human with a tree.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, kind of deals with comfort and shelter, and that's what I do. I'm a builder.
Right.
And, you know, a renovator, energy efficient kind of guy. So, yeah. So anyway,
sense. That's
what I do. So
yeah, you've been a builder for how many years? All your life?
Long, too long.
You'd have to kill me if you told me, is that how it is? But
long
you're a young man,
yeah,
Dave.
No, he's not that old.
30 years, probably. I've been doing this 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a young man. I just, you know, I got a lot of wear and tear.
And you've done several, well, one of your most recent, I should say, developments was Prairie Green.
Right.
Out on the east side, mm-hmm. off of,
east
what is that?
45 East 10th. Yeah, East 10th Street. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think people, I go by there a lot because I have some friends that live out well past there. But people don't realize that's a little neighborhood, I don't think. It's just, it's.
Well, it's kind of different because.
It is different.
Yeah. It was set up to be 2.5 acres, and that way it's mm-hmm. zoned, or 2.5 acres. And so I kind of came up with the development of doing. You know, big open spaces, more prairie, craftsman, bungalow-style houses. And we've started out, this was with my ex-partner Steve Cordell and with Scott Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Owens actually had the original idea of doing this. And so anyway, it's kind of developed and it's pretty much sold out. I still have my office there and one mm-hmm. more lot that is available there for somebody who wants to build. I have a carriage house and my office on it. But anyway, so... And I still do custom homes in that nature. I've got kind of a niche. People like that architecture, the craftsman, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. prairie, especially prairie. I'm really a big fan of prairie, modern prairie. And so it kind of combines. I still do a very energy-efficient geothermal spray foam, really energy-efficient homes with kind of classic architecture. I think it really works. It doesn't date homes. So doing that. But and then because of the zoning restrictions that's happened that we won't talk too much about, that it's really prohibited any kind of much more development in Monroe County.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a certain infrastructure, and you have to have a lot of acreage. If you have septics, you have to have a lot of acreage to do it. So it really prohibits the property and the value to try to make that happen right now. So doing custom homes around the Monroe County, but also been really focusing on doing renovations on existing neighborhoods. And my website, shelterwoodbuilders.com, shows some of the examples. I've been coming in and, you know, finding homes that have good character, architectural character, and buying them, a lot of from owners that have been there for a long time, decided to move on and have been involved with the university, and houses that have good architectural feel, and coming in, buying them, and totally renovating, putting quite a bit of money into them, and mm-hmm. bringing them up to date, making them really energy efficient, very architecturally pleasing, and close to campus. And that's huge. I mean, people like to be walking distance to campus. And so I've done 4 or 5 in the last couple, 3 years, and in process. I've got a steady flow of trying to do these. And that's been working out well for me. And I like to see, especially people that it's been in their family for a long time, and it's they're at a point where they need to sell it, and then they see it. I've had several people come back and look at it after it's done. They've been very happy with what I've done, and said their mm-hmm. parents and grandparents will be
mm-hmm.
very pleased.
Right.
So that makes me feel good, and to see neighborhoods be bringing neighborhoods up to date in Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is trying to find, because property is really hard to find to build a house on in Bloomington. If, you
mm-hmm.
have, if anybody hasn't realized that.
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
It's
trust
like,
me.
You
I
got
know.
Anything? You got anything? So anyway, I'm always looking for, you know, situations where lots are available, a house on a double lot and whatever. So I've got a couple things going on, Heritage Woods, a house with a lot that's for sale, and a house that I'm renovating over there, a nice, lovely neighborhood over there. I work with Becky Wan a lot. It's worked out really well the last several years. She helped me with Prairie Green, and she's always we work really well together and help each other. And she's we've got a lot over in St. James Woods on Regent's Court, a nice walkout basement lot that we're looking to, you know, do a home on. And so
I didn't realize there was a lot available in St.
Exactly.
James
Woods. That's exactly what everybody says. And it's actually a nice lot because it doesn't back up to Stella Woods. It backs up to the woods, and it's a very nice walkout basement lot.
So it feels like you probably have more of a lot than, if, especially if it backs up to the woods. Yeah. It's not really yours, but it looks like it's yours.
Right. So anyway, that's available, and that's what's going on. And I've got another couple projects I'm looking at, and so to kind of move ahead with that.
So if people know of lots next to them or around them, they should call Dave at Shelterwood because he's looking for lots. And that's the thing, though. I mean, there are a lot of single lots, not a lot, here and there. They're throughout different neighborhoods. Because I know a couple of years ago, I remember someone building on a lot in Blue Ridge. And I thought, Where did that come from?
Exactly.
I didn't even know there was an empty lot there. Or maybe there was an older house there that wasn't worth keeping, and they just, you know, demoed it completely.
More often than not, too.
Yeah, and that's something that I'm sure you'd be looking at, too. But it sounds like you really like those older houses, too, if they've got really good bones, to be able to do some renovations, too.
Yeah, and I've got – I deal a lot now with Mark Otto, Elm Street Design. And he does really good 3D renderings for me. You can easily see. It used to be doing 3D renderings was a pretty complicated process, but now it's gotten pretty simple, pretty cost-effective. So you can take, and I've done this quite a bit on renovations for people, you can take an existing house. A lot of houses in town, they're really good quality older houses, but they're dated. People really don't know what to do with them, and that's where I kind of come in as far as design element come in. And you can see the kind of different elements you can put to a house and really bring it up to date.
Right.
And in interior finishes and really bring it in, you know, to a modern-looking, energy-efficient home. And more and more and more, that is what is really going on because of the lack of properties to build new on. So, I think it's one thing I've got, like, really got a strong suit is design build in that sense. So,
yeah, I've seen a lot of your homes, and you have a really great aesthetic too. I mean, it's, I love it. It's very traditional, but also very, it's just very classic, which, you know, it never goes out of style.
Right.
Especially some of the homes. I remember one of the homes that was in the parade. Of home several years ago, which was one of the prairie style homes. Obviously, they're all prairie style.
It wasn't several years ago, by the way.
No, yeah,
it was five goes by fast. 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Four years ago.
4 years ago.
Okay.
Four.
Because I think it was when I was still with the MCBA, and I haven't been there 3 years.
Four,
so that's
so
why.
2012,
so at least 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was.
Are you saying
was it
time
kind of
going
the
by
square?
Fast?
Was it kind of in a square? It had a courtyard in the middle.
Yes, exactly.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
That was a really cool home.
It was, you know, it's one of my favorites. And actually, I won Best of Show for People's Choice Award, most energy efficient. I actually won them all with that. And that was one of my favorite houses as far as building, because it does have that totally prairie character with it. So
it had just cool courtyard in the middle of it. You could
remember that.
Yeah, I don't know. And it was just, it was so efficient. And you would never think that. It was all one level. That didn't have any upstairs.
Sure, yeah, it had radiant floor heat in it, too.
Yes.
And a geothermal spray foam. Yeah, very efficient.
Very cool.
And it's kind of, there's a lot of houses that were built in the 60s that are, they're modified prairie homes. Basically, they took the wide overhangs, made them a little narrower, and they made them a little simpler to make them more affordable. And there's a lot of those around. And I've done a couple, actually, one on Swain. It's sold now. It's on 601 South Swain. It's kind of got that character and a classic kind of prairie feel. So I kind of added some columns and elements to it and totally gutted the interior and put some energy efficiency into it and, you know, granite tops, new hardwood floors. But I try to take what's there to refinish the old hardwood floors and keep the character of the house. And
that's cool. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dave Lance from Shelterwood.